B-Pod Studios.
Broadcasting live from the Sunshine Studios.
I thought you were going to say the Sunshine State.
No, Sunshine Studios, because we got a window and the sunshine pours in. Sounds cool.
I love that. Did you guys ever remember the Arsenio Hall show?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Lauren, you remember this show?
I've heard of it, but I don't remember.
It was a late night show. The opening was so cool. He would say from Studio 24 in Warner Brothers lots in Hollywood, California, in the United States of America.
Just kept going.
On this place we call Earth. Mm. It's the Arsenio Hall show.
Didn't we name our studio at one time? Didn't we have like Studio 3?
No, I don't think.
We did it like our latitude and longitude. I forgot what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Longitude. You have the best memory.
Yeah.
My memory has been on point lately. It's like when
that
we
means
were,
something else is wrong, though.
Right. Like for this to be aligned, because typically I'm a dud, but for this to be in line, there's something else wrong in my life. That's like when we were going up to Beach Mountain for the Wizard of Oz. Land of Oz thing, and we were doing trivia on the bus, and I was like nailing all the questions.
That's true, he was.
It's like, what's a flock of crows? Or what's a group of crows called? And I'm like, a murder? And, you know, it's just like a little, like, I knew all the stuff.
Yep. Well, anyway, today is Thursday, and we had a really good show. Interesting things popped up. We found out briefly, just at the beginning of the show, and we definitely need to dive in a little further in this podcast. Loren,
yes.
You got locked out of your house. And we didn't even get more time to talk about it, but tell everyone how you got back into your house.
Well, let me tell you how I got locked out first, because my son likes to lock the garage door and...
The door from the garage to the house.
From inside the house into the garage. And when we left to go to dinner, we went out the front door. Well, it's a perfect storm, and the keypad on my front door, the battery died in it. So when we came back, we couldn't get it in that way. So I was like, oh, no problem. We'll just go in through the garage door. So I open the garage with my little beep beep remote, and I get into the garage, and then I turn the handle to get into the house, and that sucker is locked. So I tried credit cards. I tried screwdrivers. And when all else fails, one good swift kick to the door opened it up.
Hey, man, when you got a kid and it's 100 degrees outside, you got
to
get in.
It was about to rain, too. But the bad part is that I destroyed the door frame.
So the chateau, this beautiful Chateau de Lorraine, as we call your new house.
If you've ever seen the Palace of Versailles, it's about like that.
It is not.
Or if you've ever been to the Biltmore.
Yeah,
you might get confused.
Biltmore, yeah.
You mean to tell me one swift kick gets you into the chateau?
I have really strong legs, man.
Oh, okay. So you're saying not just anybody can do it. Lorraine has to do it.
Yeah.
That's her staff entrance. It's less quality doors on that side of the house.
And for the record, she said that her pin pad to get into the front door.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Well, you know, I'm actually dealing with this issue right now. One of my real estate clients has a PIN code system, and he actually doesn't have a key to unlock it. It's only a PIN code system. So I'm trying to sell his house, and I'm like, well, I don't want every 30,000 real estate agents have access to your house's code.
Right.
Like how do we police this?
Yeah, but wouldn't they have the
code? He can't do a lockbox.
Wait, why?
Because there's no key to open the door.
I know, but my point is, if he had a key and they had the code to the lockbox or the key to the lockbox, couldn't they get in anyway?
Yeah, but we'd be able to track who it is. But with a code just to get in the house, you don't know who's going in there. So I'm like, we're going to do a system where we're changing the passcode to the house like after every showing.
Oh.
I know, right?
He's going to get locked out just because he forgets the code.
I know, but that's the only safe way I think we can... sell his house.
So did you damage the door?
Yes, very badly.
Does Dallas know?
Yes, I called him crying.
Aww. Why? Just a lot.
I just felt bad. I was like, we just take one step forward and three steps back. We just got all of our work done to the house. Now we have a spot on the ceiling because it rained really bad. And now the door. And I'm like, I want it all to be like perfect and done. And I just keep getting these damn setbacks.
When you buy a house, it's never perfect. There's always something going to go wrong when you first buy it. The AC goes out. Something goes out.
You don't want your AC going out right now.
No.
That's why when you book with me as your real estate agent, I inform you that you should get the home warranty service.
We did get the home warranty. Does my door kicking in fall under my home warranty?
No, that's not filed with the home warranty.
Damn it.
So, Roy Brown.realtor.
What?
Advertising my business.
Flag that. That's illegal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now I know where to put the ad marker.
For all your yard needs, reach out to Maney Landscaping.
If you need your dog walked, Rover, find me Nicole. On Rover.
Yep. And if you have a,
you have a blog. By the way, I just used Rover not long ago, Nicole.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, when I went to New York City, I used Rover.
Oh, is that when you asked me if I was gone for the weekend?
I'd much rather give you the money than some random girl, but I had a girl named Kathleen. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
She did a very good job.
Okay, so Loren broke down her door, and that was interesting. Now, this is a rap party exclusive. This was not even talked about on the radio this morning. Part of it was, producer Nicole, we've been following your life, and you said that your friend didn't text you when she was in town. This is the friend who we've been talking about who didn't tell you that she was getting engaged.
Yeah, so like over the weekend, went to Raleigh. Obviously, she wasn't there, but you know, text her, said that I missed her, yada, yada. Got a very short response back saying, I'll be coming through Charlotte on Wednesday. Would love to see you. Well, me being me, I responded saying that I would love to see her too. But with her not telling me about her engagement, with this little riffle of stuff that's like been going on over the past 6 months, really, I just flat out said, I'd love to see you. But like, there's a conversation that needs to be had. You know, we obviously got to talk this out. There's an elephant in the room and it needs to, you know, get gone. So I said, if you're ready to have that conversation tomorrow, let's meet up. If not, I'll be here when you are.
You mentioned on the air this morning. Did she reach out?
She did not reach out. I sent that text Monday morning, actually here at work, and had never got a response back until after we talked about it on the radio.
Oh, did she hear it?
I'm assuming that she heard it because the text that I got was her saying that she was in the car. She was driving from Hickory to South Carolina, and I mean, that's part of our listening. And
yeah.
I know she, like her family listens and stuff in Hickory. So I'm assuming because it was within like 15 minutes that I got a text basically like apologizing. She ended up staying in Hickory instead of coming to Charlotte and that she does want to like talk and fix things. And yeah.
Okay. So that's positive.
Good. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, like I said, you know, I'm not really whenever she's ready. I'll be here, but I'm not holding my breath until like actual actions are had. You know, like you can text something all day long, but you know, if she comes to Charlotte and wants to have a conversation or invites me there and wants to have a conversation, that's like actually action.
Okay.
Actually action.
Actually action.
Actually action.
And then lastly on the show, something that was pretty interesting that happened was our War of the Roses at 7:50 this morning got a pretty funny reaction from a guy named Frank who called in and said he wasn't happy with War of the Roses. Now, a lot of times we'll hear that people aren't happy with War of the Roses because they feel like it's too negative. And if anybody doesn't like War of the Roses, that's what it is. Either that or they were busted on War of the Roses and they don't like it. But Frank said he didn't like War of the Roses because he felt like the guys, the cheaters, weren't getting a fair shake. And he thought they should win what?
A brand new truck.
Yeah, that's what this guy Frank said. He's like, at the very least, give away a truck. We're like, what? But Frank actually turned out to be a really funny guy. And if you hadn't heard that, you need to go listen to the podcast. Frank calls in right after the War of the Roses, like right around 8:05-ish. And Frank wanted to stick up for all the guys who had been... You know, just because they're cheaters doesn't mean they're bad. So we said, Frank, let me guess. Are you married? He goes, no. And then, Loren, what was the next question?
Did you cheat? Are you divorced?
And he said...
That's none of your business.
After a long pause. So we're going to try and get Frank to come back on the radio and be a returning character because he was funny. I don't know if you guys... Will they be able to hear this?
No, you're not helping nobody, man.
That's Frank.
Everybody makes mistakes, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dueling yes.
Did you do this during the show?
No. I did, yeah. I put them in the system. Oh, that's a guitar riff.
Yeah.
I hope you guys can hear that on the podcast. But all right, tomorrow, make sure you're listening. We have so much to do. We're going to need an additional hour, I think. We got a brand new 60-second chit-chat.
Yeah, we got a brand new 60-second chit-chat where we call truck stops and ask if they want to join us in the Area 51 raid.
I can't wait to hear that.
Everybody got over 45 seconds at least. We'll say that.
Even me.
Yes, didn't get hung up on right away.
Okay.
And then we have to talk. Someone on the MRL show had their car searched by the police, and the police found something and questioned what it was. And we'll do that at 7 a.m., okay?
All right.
All right, we'll see everybody. Thanks for listening to the Rap Party Podcast.
Hope you have a good day. Is that good?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, any other way you want to close it?
Nicole, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.